Welcome to the Undisputed Podcast. I'm your host, Jenny Taft. This podcast is a condensed version of today's episode of Undisputed, handpicked with the best segments and discussions. Skip, Shannon, let's go.
Yesterday, Lamar Jackson became the last of the first-round rookie QBs to start a game. He threw for 150 yards, but his real work was on the ground. Lamar rushed 27 times, which is the most by a quarterback in the Super Bowl era, and finished with 117 yards. Lamar got the start since Joe Flacco has a hip injury, and he helped the Ravens beat the Bengals. Let's take a listen to John Harbaugh and Lamar after the game.
I think I stayed up all night last night. You know, I was like, man, we need to play right now. I was ready to play last night. And, you know, 1 o'clock came, I'm like, let's go time.
Do you think your body can sustain that much pounding?
Yeah.
A week in, week out?
Yeah, but hopefully I don't got to use it like that. Just sit back and throw the ball.
I think that's what Lamar felt like it took today, you know? And I don't believe it's going to take that many carries every week, you know? It's not what we're going to be shooting for by any stretch. But if it takes that many, you know, Lamar will do it.
Okay, Shannon, should Lamar keep the job as the starter?
I believe so. Skip, they know what Joe Flacco is. They know what he's capable of doing. I do not believe Joe Flacco will be on this roster next season. You took Lamar Jackson in the first round for a reason. You traded back into the first round to take Lamar Jackson for a reason. And you don't take a guy in the first round with the anticipation of him staying 4 or 5 years on the bench. Those type of quarterback, that time is over, Skip. You know, there was a time you'd have a quarterback, you stash him away, Skip, and you know, 2 years. The Aaron Rodgers situation. Mm-hmm. No more. No more. It costs too much. It's just not cost effective. Mm-hmm. And you need to get the guy on the field to find out what he's capable of doing sooner rather than later. So I do not believe that Joe Flacco, if and when he comes back, he should be the starter. Because I don't believe Joe Flacco will be on this roster, as I said earlier, next year. And you need to get Lamar Jackson ready to play. And the only way he gets ready to play is by playing, Skip. And I know people like, you learn so much from sitting on the bench. Name the guy that sits on the bench and after the game say, you know what, I learned a lot today. Man, I know what I need to do now. Mm. And boy, when they put me in, I'm going to be ready to go. No, you get better. You get ready by playing.
Aaron Rodgers got better by watching.
No, he didn't, Skip. We don't know. Ain't no telling. He would have just sped up that process. Mm-hmm. But we're not talking about Aaron Rodgers.
No, we're not.
See how you try to do that?
Yeah,
don't worry about it.
You're
exactly right. And plus, Skip, he needs to get experience. Now, I know what John Harbaugh said. I know what Lamar Jackson said. No, bruh. You won't last a season carrying the ball that many times a game. 27 rushes, now Skip, that got skewed because 3 of them were kneel downs. But still 24. Now, the fact of the matter, a lot of those was a lot of those were called. Mm-hmm. Now, Lamar Jackson right now, where he is, he's in the very developmental stage of being an NFL quarterback. Mm-hmm. So if his first read is not there, Skip, guess what he's going to do? He's going to pull the ball down and run. That's not a call run. That's just where he is now as far as his maturation is throwing the football. So you want to scale that back. Michael Vick, who's one of the great dynamic runners of all time, the most times he's ever run the ball in a game was 15. Let that sink in.
By the way, he's going to join us a little later here at his desk.
Go ahead.
You're not going to make a living. Marvin Lewis had a quote at the end of the game, says, look, you can't run like that. Eventually they catch up with you, and eventually you'll get hurt. I think John Harbaugh understands that. Lamar Jackson understands that. But I thought he did a very good job considering, Skip, and he talked about it after the ball game. He says in college it was a lot of hand signals. Everybody looks to the sideline, the hand signals. Okay, everybody knew what to do. He said that's not in the NFL. Mm-mm. NFL, you call a play, and it's a long play. Yeah. And then you get to the line of scrimmage and you look at the defense, and if it's not the defense that you want against the play call, you have to audible into another long-ass play. Mm-hmm. And I thought he did a very good job, Skip, of doing that, but they made him comfortable. He's comfortable right now using his legs. But there will come a time, and all of them, the running quarterbacks, had to go through this, be it Steve Young, Randall Cunningham, Mike Vick, John Elway. You must become proficient at throwing the football from the pocket.
You do.
Now, Skip, there was an incident that happened yesterday in the game, and I don't know if fans, if you didn't watch this game, but Vontaze Burfict, who has a history of being dirty, he was on the ground yesterday, and Marshall Yanda, the starting right guard, who is a very good player for the Baltimore Ravens.
He's a 6-time Pro Bowl player. Go ahead.
All pro. Mm-hmm. He spit on Vontaze Burfict. Now, NFL, if you're serious, you got to sit him down. You got to sit him down for a minimum of 1, possibly two games. Skip, this is as low as you can get. You don't get any lower than that. And Marshall Yonder, you being a white player, and Vontaze Burfict being black, that is the ultimate of the ultimates.
Mm-hmm.
Next to being caught.
Even though some players will say Vontaze had it coming, yeah, but not that.
Not that.
Yeah, I got it.
Next to calling him the end, that's the lowest you can do.
Agreed.
And if you spit on him, you might as well have called him back.
Mm. It was a big spit, too. It was a hanger. It sort of hung for a while and dropped.
And if, Troy, that's your genre. Troy Vincent. I'm talking to Troy Vincent. Mm-hmm. That's it. The punishment must be swift. It must be harsh.
Mm-hmm. I'm with you on that. That also points up just what a division rivalry this is. Mm-hmm. Anything Pittsburgh-Baltimore, Cincinnati-Baltimore. So you have to frame what Lamar Jackson was thrown into. Mm-hmm. That was a fire he got thrown into.
Mm-hmm.
I thought he played sensationally well, sensationally poised well, getting thrown into that fire, even though it was a home game. Mm-hmm. It's a hard game.
Yes.
And there's a lot he's having to process quickly that he's never had to process, to your point. And, again, he definitely should keep the job because I don't know if you remember this, but before the season started, I thought they should have started him from game one.
Mm-hmm.
Not because I think Lamar's bound for the Pro Football Hall of Fame. That's to be determined somewhere out in the future.
Right.
It's just because I have seen enough of Joe Flacco, and I thought they had seen enough. Again, I cannot argue with Joe Flacco's post-game stats. They are all-time sensational.
Postseason.
Postseason stats. Mm-hmm. 25 touchdowns to 10 interceptions, a record of 10-5. And after he did lead them to the one Super Bowl that they won, since then they have missed the playoffs 5 of 6 seasons. That will not fly, so to speak, for the Ravens in Baltimore, right?
Nope.
And he became the highest paid player in pro football off the Super Bowl. Then they re-upped him again and made him the highest paid again. And over the last 6 years, his QBR has been 55, an average of 55, which is right in the middle of the pack. And it's not good enough to be the highest paid player in pro football. It's not good enough when you've missed 5 of 6 playoffs. I thought that Lamar Jackson, as much as he needs to learn about throwing the football, could ignite that team with his arm and his legs and his playmaking. He's just got a spark to him that I loved at Louisville. This man with a football under his arm.
Dynamic.
He is sensational. He is breathtakingly fast. I'm interested to see what Michael Vick will say about this when he joins us, but I think Lamar is a tick faster straight line down the field than Michael.
You think so?
Wow. Boy, I do. Well, I don't know. I know the Michael Vick experience. I'm talking about the Atlanta Vick.
No, the Atlanta Vick ain't nothing. We've never seen anything like that, Skip. Because you got to realize when he came to Philly, Skip, he had just got out.
I know that. I'm discounting all
that. Oh, no, the Michael Vick experience was
because
something unique.
Michael Vick actually turned into a very good throw of the football under Andy Reid in Philadelphia.
Yeah, the Michael Vick experience.
To this point, remember, they did a nice job, Marty Morningwig and John Harbaugh, of saying yesterday, we have to put the ball in his hands and let him make plays more with his legs than his arm.
Correct.
Do not underestimate this young man. He's not a poor passer.
No.
He can be a decent NFL passer. It's not a pretty pass that comes out of his hand, but it comes out with velocity and decent accuracy.
Yeah.
I know he got up to 59% his last year at Louisville. He got up to 27 touchdowns to 10 interceptions. He's going to throw a few interceptions.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He had one bad one yesterday after he made a defender miss in the backfield. But the point is, they let him run with the football. And what I do love about him, and not that I want to see him run 27 times, but he's got that self-preservation gene in him that RG3 never had.
Right.
He's got that sort of protect yourself instinct that RG3 never had. Lamar will get down and slide. He'll take his 8 or 9 yards and just get down.
Mm-hmm.
Lamar will run from trouble. RG3 never ran from trouble. He would run into trouble or try to run through trouble, which obviously you're just not going to last.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought he got away with 27 carries, the most in the Super Bowl era since 1966 by a quarterback.
Right.
He got away with it, and I don't think he's that beat up today. I don't.
He's young, Skip. You know, when you're young, you can overcome things like that. It doesn't matter.
Maybe.
But you can't sustain. Even running backs. Earl Campbell is the guy that comes to mind, Skip, that took this kind of 30 carries.
I know, but running backs can't slide. I guess they could if they wanted to, but nobody would ever let them hear the end of it in the locker room, right?
But the 30 carries, 27. Because think about it, Skip. He had 27 rushes, Okay, that's skewed a little bit because of the three kneel downs. Yeah. But he got sacked twice, and then how many times did he get pushed down in which he didn't get sacked, in which he threw the ball? So he had to pick himself off the ground 30-plus times.
Not once in that game did I ever say, ooh, I don't know about that one. Like, I never thought he got tagged where he got
– cumulative effect.
Okay, you could be right. But he did this at Louisville, and he was – just fine. I'm knocking on wood for it.
They hit a little hard in college.
Well, I got that. Obviously, the Cincinnati Bengals are going to hit you harder in a rivalry.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You keep trying to get enough shots on him. You're like, look, for that one clean shot, you're not trying to be dirty. But if I can get a clean shot, especially when he's running, Skip. Oh, he's a running back. He's a wide receiver. He got the ball. I don't look at number eight.
Yeah. So, to the Michael Vick question, Michael had much more make you miss the side to side quickness, but I think Lamar, with the football under his arm, he might have a touch more speed and a touch more acceleration. I know it. I watched
Mike ran 4.33 at the combine.
I don't know what he ran at the combine. I'm just looking at what my eyes are telling me with football under arm. The acceleration is electrifying.
Well, you remember the overtime. The first time when Michael Vick burst became a household name in overtime against Minnesota. He split two defenders.
I know.
I mean, they got him sandwiched, and he comes out on the other side and hits his head on the goalpost. Mm-hmm. And that's when everybody's like, oh, my. We had never seen a quarterback that could do things like this with his feet. Mm-hmm. Now, we thought Randall Cunningham was special because Randall could run, but Randall was a long strider, would jump over you. Michael Vick just had, he had world-class speed at the quarterback position.
He did. Oh, he did. And yet, Michael didn't have that self-preservation gene either.
Mm. No.
You know, that protection. Like, I'm going to avoid this. He took shots.
Yeah. Mm.
So, I don't know. This is a special young man, and they should go forward with him. And, again, he's going to have to do it unorthodoxly.
Right. For the time being, until he learns. You know, the thing, what people will say, Skip, is that the Baltimore Ravens are in the sixth seed. So, they're right in the playoff hunt. But the question that I've asked you this, playoffs right now or 5, 6, 7, 8 years of maturing this guy in multiple playoff runs. I believe you possibly sacrifice. And that's not to say they can't make a playoff push with Lamar Jackson in at quarterback. But I believe the long-term benefit of him playing now will serve them well down the road.
I just have a gut feeling. Joe Flacco, if he comes back, they will miss the playoffs. If Lamar keeps the job, they will make the playoffs. Mm-hmm. Now, can he go win a playoff game on the road? It'd be hard.
Right. But they have the defense that'll keep him in a lot of games.
They will. So I loved what he did as a playmaker. He just makes plays, arm and legs. And he made a difference yesterday.
Yep.
You guys mentioned that 4.33 for Michael Vick. Lamar, 4.34 at his pro day.
Right.
4.34.
I'm just going on my eye test.
I don't know about the pro day. Michael, pro day and combine, Skip, you know that's different.
Okay, fine.
What's
but
different
way,
is
fast.
Football under arm.
Yeah.
True. And the vision.
Being chased.
But see,
right?
The thing is with Michael carried the ball in his
hand.
Like a loaf of bread. At least Lamar got it up under his arm.
Can't wait until he joins us later.
I know. He's going to have a lot to say about that.
No mercy.
Well, as Skip likes to say, how about them Cowboys? They got a huge win in Atlanta yesterday.
Soft. You just barely.
Well, I can't take all of the attention from
decibels.
It. Do you want to fill in for me there?
I already did it once.
Did it.
I only do it once per show.
Because
he can't take more than once.
That's all right.
We're still going to talk about it, though.
You'll do it again on Friday.
It's okay.
But it's coming to an end.
I'm good.
It's coming
good.
To an end.
Yep.
Skip.
I'm good. Yes,
when
Jenny.
When you look at the Cowboys.
With authority, yes.
With authority. Is Dallas now the best team in the NFC East?
My Dallas Cowboys are now perfectly positioned to win this division as I predicted the Cowboys would. I did not predict they would win at Atlanta because I didn't think they could. And I didn't really care whether they won at Atlanta or not. All I cared about yesterday, as I told you on Friday, was that the Eagles lost and they got annihilated and humiliated. And more important, that the Redskins lost. Mm-hmm. I told you that was a must-lose. The Redskin game against the Texans at Washington, must-lose for my Dallas Cowboys because if Washington had somehow squeaked that out and Colt McCoy almost pulled it out, they would still have a 2-game lead. Now it's just a 1-game lead. But here comes Colt McCoy. And I must tell you, I still fear the Redskins because I do fear Colt McCoy. He is the classic quality backup quarterback who is not afraid of big stages or big moments. He played in lots of big games at the University of Texas, and I remind the Cowboy fans painfully of that night on October 27th of 2014 in which Colt McCoy went into Jerry World and won 20-17 in overtime. Do you remember this game?
Yeah.
Romo got hurt. Brandon Whedon came in and threw the tying touchdown pass. And Romo said, I don't want to let him rise and shine. I better save my job. And he forced himself back into the lineup late in the game, and he came up empty. Late in the game and in overtime, and Colt McCoy beat the Dallas Cowboys, and he was sensational in that game. So, do I think the Cowboys can get revenge on Colt McCoy this time? I do. This is a different Dallas Cowboy team. Do I think they need to get revenge for what happened to them just a month ago at Washington? I do. They got robbed at Washington by a bogus penalty called on a false start on the field goal snapper. It was just so outrageously out of bounds. It was so wrong. Even the great Tony Dungy said that night on NBC, that was just wrong.
Right.
So we've got to right the wrong, and I believe that they will. And the Eagles, to me, look dead in the water. And you have three cases of diet due on them winning this division. And I'm going to remind you, they still have to go to Cowboys, go to Rams, go to Redskins, and deal with those Texans in Philly. That's hard. And by the way, how about the Redskins? They still have to go to the Cowboys, go to Philly, go to Jacksonville, and go to Tennessee. Not easy games.
They're easy games. Mariota's not playing. Yeah. And Blake.
We'll see. We'll see.
But anyways. Okay, as I said before, and I think you wanted this question again because you wanted me to say it again. You wanted to hear me say it. The Cowboys are in the catbird seat.
Oh, they said it again.
They are in control of this division now. At some point, even before Alex Smith's gruesome injury, the injuries were starting to catch up with Washington, Skip. You can't lose three-fourths of your offensive line. You can't lose a quality receiver and still hope. They're like, you know what? Our backup's going to pull us through. No, that's asking a bit much. And so now with that situation with Alex Smith, he's done for the year. I don't believe Colt McCoy is going to keep them afloat. I don't believe that he could have kept them afloat if the offensive line was 100% healthy. Mm. Given that it's not, all the more reason why the Cowboys are in control. Now, here's the thing. The next two games the Eagles have at home, they get the Giants at home, they get Washington at home. The next two games for the Cowboys, they're at home. They got
three games at home, actually. Right. Yeah.
I'm saying two because guess what? The Philly comes in that third game. Mm-hmm. We could be tied and the winner be in the front heading up out of Dallas. Mm. So I like that. The Eagles, look, I'm sure nobody thought the Eagles would be, mainly the Eagles thought they would be here. Mm. But they still have so much to play for. Everything they want to accomplish is still in front of them, Skip. Mm. Still in front of them.
Really?
Yeah.
You really hanging on to no hope? Huh.
Do I actually think walk it to him will play that bad again in his life?
It's more like skip it to him because he bounces most of them.
You know what,
Skip?
There's never a time that you fail to take a shot at my guy, but that's okay. You laughing.
I got to defend my guy.
The same thing.
Lord knows you take shots at
that. I don't
Dak
take no shot at that.
Yeah.
Well, he won't take a shot down the field. That's
there we go. I got Dak's back.
All I'm saying is this. The same thing make you laugh or make you cry. Hmm. And the man that laughs last, laugh louder,
that
Gene.
That is
because guess what? I'll be in here in 3 weeks. Now, I want that same energy. Jenny, say it with some decibels. Jenny, I need you to say it loud.
I want you to have that same energy,
that same tenacity and fervor in which you banged on the table. I want you to say walk it to him with that same with that same tenacity.
By the way, I think I broke my little finger at the open of the show when I slammed it, but I'm kidding.
I was worried.
It's all bruised and
scared. And not bruised.
I did it three straight times.
I tell you what's going to be bruised, your ego.
Your
ego going to be bruised.
I got this. I got Thursday. Okay. And again.
No, you don't talk about Thursday. Skip, they beat up.
You know what? The reason I fear the Redskins, that team has guts. That team has backbone. That team has fight in it. They fought to again, they had a 63-yard field goal that just fell short
yesterday. Yeah, that thing wasn't even close.
Well, I'm just saying they got to that position because Colt McCoy's got guts. He won't choke. He won't fall apart.
Jenny, I'm closer kin to a zebra than that field goal had to make it.
Okay, fine.
Now, you know that wasn't close because you know I ain't got no zebra in me.
Was the game close?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did Deshaun have a hard time throwing for barely 200 yards? Yep. Did they need 104-yard interception return?
Well, hold on, tell me, Skip.
Yeah.
That's a normal occasion, a normal occurrence for your guy.
What?
200 yards passing or less.
Well, he's got Zeke Elliott.
Exactly.
And he's got a
defense. Say it again. Say it again. He got who? See, I had Coach DeVito that year. I got it. He didn't know I was going with that. He said, oh, Zeke. Think about it.
Who pulled the Dallas game out yesterday in Atlanta? Who did they need to make the clutch plays? Nope. Wrong.
Dak. I gave him credit. Dak.
You did. But I'm just saying, when the clutch play needs to get made, I like my quarterback. I like my quarterback more than I like Carson, W-I-N-C-E.
Is walking to him, W-E-N-T-Z.
Mm. With W-I-T-H, walking to him, right?
Okay.
That's a really good compliment.
You like with. You having a good old time. With. Okay, he's at his lowest moment right now. He didn't play well yesterday. Eagles didn't play well yesterday. I want you to pile it on, Skip, because when he come up out of this thing, which I know he will because he made the right stuff. Like you said, he from the Dakotas. Mm. It gets cold. He's a hunter. Mm. He's an outdoorsman. Mm. And you got to be tough to be an outdoorsman from the Dakotas.
Really?
Yeah.
He may have gone off on his off day.
Don't do it.
Shot some little birds. I don't know. Get it out of his system. Right? It's okay. He's your guy.
I know
he's
what you're trying to do. You're trying to get Peter to come for this guy. That's what you're trying to do. But it's not going to happen, Skip. It's not going to happen. Mm-hmm. He enjoyed his time off. Mm-hmm. He's made of the right stuff. Just like you said, Dak was made of the right stuff. He was going to bounce back. Mm-hmm. I believe the same for Carson.
Mm. And I believe my Dallas Cowboys were not that impressive yesterday because they have not peaked yet. Let this team catch a wave down the stretch and big things could happen.
Okay, what about the Eagles catch a wave?
I don't know. Who's got the best defense in the NFC East? I'd say it's Dallas.
Y'all have one of the – Skip, you have one of the better defenses in the NFL. Okay, Skip.
Who's got the best running back in the division? I'd say Dallas.
You guys do.
I think we got the best quarterback.
I don't know. I might go Saquon. Mm. I like Saquon.
Would not.
I like Saquon. Did you see what he did yesterday?
I saw against Tampa. Way to go.
Well, don't y'all play Tampa?
We do.
Okay.
We got them at home.
Okay.
Yeah, so we'll take care of that little bit of business.
Saquon had 142?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, think about how many yards he got getting back to the line of scrimmage.
Mm-hmm.
He had to dodge about 7-8 guys in the backfield, so he should have another 50.
Go look at what he had against Dallas when he played at Dallas, see what it was. Not very good.
Well, we'll see when y'all play there.
Yeah.
He's a different back now.
See if he can outrun the tackling Dutchman.
I feel comfortable.
I'm just glad he's been having a good one, and now you can give him some love, you know? He's been playing well.
No mercy.
The Bears, they won their fourth straight last night, beating the Vikings 25-20. Chicago's defense was all over Kirk Cousins, sacking him twice, adding a pick six in the fourth quarter. Chicago is now 7-3, ahead of the Vikings and Packers in the NFC North. So, Skip, was last night more about the Bears or the Vikings?
Last night was mostly about Kirk Cousins, who right on schedule turned into Kurt Cousins with two killer interceptions.
I was afraid you'd say that.
I'm going to say it again. He is the most overrated and overpaid quarterback in pro football history. You cannot trust him. And I, for one, will miss him Thursday at Jerry World because I wish he were still playing for the Redskins because he was 1-6 against my Dallas Cowboys and 0-4 against Dak Prescott. So, what has he done so far? He's gotten your Vikings to 5-4-1. Mm-hmm. They were very lucky to win one of those games. It ended in a tie, actually. But 5-4-1. He's 19 touchdowns to 7 interceptions. He'll throw for a lot of yards, but boy, he's throwing a lot of passes. He's second only to Ben Roethlisberger in attempts, but his yards per attempt, 20th in the NFL. A whole lot of dinking and dunking going on from Kurt Cousins. And again, do I trust him any more than I do Mitchell Trubisky? I don't really trust Trubisky.
No,
I think he'll throw it to you a lot of times in crucial moments also.
He kept the Vikes in
the
game.
He kept them in the game. So I'm not buying him, but I am buying the Bears defense. I don't think it's the 85 Bears defense.
Not even close.
Because when they backed off a little bit and quit rushing the passer at the end of the game, Cousins started to heat up and light them up. But the point is they are fourth in the league in points allowed, and that's going to keep them in a lot of games, and that's going to keep them in the, to use your term, catbird seat in that division at this point.
Skip, you know I've been one of the staunchest supporters of First Cousins.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't defend him on last night. This was about the Vikes. Cousins have to wear this hat. He has to wear this outfit. He was brought into Minnesota to take them to the next level. and he hasn't done that. Mm. He was brought into when the running game is stymied, and that's what the really good to great quarterbacks can do, Skip. Mm-hmm. When you take away the running aspect of a team,
yep,
they can deliver you. Mm. The Big Bens, the Bradys, the Breezes, the Rodgers, they're paying him like that. So they should expect you to perform like that. And he hasn't been able to do it. And see, the thing is that when you have a historic, what they had last year was a historically great defense, especially on third down. Mm-hmm. And so the likelihood of that defense replicating what they did the previous year is not very good. So you're going to need your offense to pick up. Well, they're no better than what they were with Case Keenum. And they're paying $84 million for what? Mm. That's not good enough, Kurt.
And by the way, Case Keenum had a nice win yesterday.
Yeah, I came back.
Against your Chargers.
Yeah, old Courtland Sutton.
Yeah, yeah, that'll work.
Old Courtland doing good. Yep. Skip, he missed a throw early to Diggs. He had Diggs for a touchdown.
Yep.
And who knows the outcome? Because sometimes, Skip, it's a play here or there that gets that breaks the ice. It gives you the confidence. It quiets the crowd. Mm-hmm. It slows them down. Okay, we got to be careful now. We come with this blitz. He might get us. Mm-hmm. Well, you miss that throw, they have no incentive to back off. And even with Mac, they don't really have to do a whole lot. Mm-mm. Because he's just running over the left tackle. He's having his way with the left tackle. Akeem Hicks is doing what he wants to do to the guards inside. And so when you have that kind of – when you can generate that kind of pass rush – but, Skip, I'm very disappointed because I thought Cousins would do a lot better this year. I thought he would be a lot better than what he is because I've seen him make throws in Washington with less talent around him, with the amount of talent, I mean, Thielen, Diggs, Rudolph. He's not the Kyle Rudolph of 3 or 4 years ago, but he's more than serviceable at the tight end position. They got Dalvin Cook. So they could.
Are there any two receivers better than Thielen and Diggs?
It's hard for me to.
It's a combo, it's a duo.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, mm-hmm. People might say, well, I like A.B. and Juju.
Maybe.
That's comparable. Sure. But, yep. Skip, they're top two, top three duo in all of football. Mm-hmm. And for Cousins not to be better, for this team not to be better than what they are right now is unacceptable. And this has to be placed at the feet of Cousins. They gave you 84, put it like this, they gave him basketball and baseball money, which means it's guaranteed.
Yeah.
It ain't no if this happens, if the sun rises on October 15th, you get an extra $10 million. No. That contract is fully guaranteed. Mm-hmm. When they fully guarantee your contract, Skip, they expect you to perform like the top of the top. The Breezes, the Rodgers, the Bradys. That's what you need to play like on a weekly basis. Mm. And they haven't got that. And I hate the next quarterback that when he turns the ball over, he goes over there, he picks up that tablet. What the hell you think is going to show you? You turned the ball over. You threw that pick. Stop looking at that tablet. I hate when they look at the tablet. I hate when they look at the board. Yeah, you did that. I'm going to break my boy, I want to come down and put butts in Cousins the way he played last night.
So you're jumping off that bandwagon?
Oh, well.
No, I want to put Skip. That's unacceptable. I mean, Mitchell, like you said, I mean, we look at the game, 25-20. That game should have been, Skip, that should have been a 30-10, a 35-10 ball game. Mm-hmm. Trubisky, every time Minnesota's like, we don't want it. Cousins like, here, take it. We don't want it. We done. It's cold out here.
Yeah, we're
and
out.
And Mitchell's like, uh-uh, no. Come on. Come on back. Come on back in. No. Nah. This is not acceptable. This is not good enough. Because, I mean, Green Bay is having a down year. Detroit, I don't know what they got going. They won yesterday, but they hadn't been, you know, with the exception of that big win they got against the Patriots, they have underachieved. Mm-hmm. Matthew Stafford, for the better part of his career, has underachieved. So this division still, Skip, is right there for the taking. And Cousins at $84 million guaranteed, this is unacceptable play. Mm. Unacceptable.
So if Mitchell Trubisky wins the division, do I think he can win a playoff game?
No.
I do not. Do I like him when he's running with the football more than when he's throwing? I do, which I didn't see coming when I watched him at North Carolina. But he is leading the league in rushing for quarterbacks with 9 yards more than Cam Newton has.
But you know what, Skip? They could possibly, because what they can do defensively is that they can take the ball away and they can turn it into points. So you get into the playoffs, Skip, you know your defense, you know, you get a turnover and you get a scoop and score, or you get a pick six. And that guy fired two, right now he's unblockable. And then you put Akeem Hicks on the other side, and he's going to collapse the pocket from inside. So he's going to force you one way or another. Now, if they can get a little bit more pass rush consistently out of Florida on the other side, they might be in business. But Khalil Mack is unblockable right now.
So it was Akeem Hicks last night.
I mean, he was doing it.
Blasting the line, blowing it up.
And Eddie Jackson. Ooh. You see old Eddie Jackson from Alabama. Oh, Alabama, they loaded.
DB.
They,
and a DB from Alabama is doing something?
The safety is really good.
Because usually those Nick Saban products, those DBs,
the
safety coaches.
I know. Landon Collins. Okay. Minka Fitzpatrick. Eddie Jack.
So far.
Ooh, yeah. Woo. Huh. And you know they keep a D-line. Seattle got a bunch of them, D-linemen. So does the rest, Washington. They got a bunch of Old St. Nick.
I know, but he coaches the secondary.
He coaches defense.
He coaches the secondary. That's what they say.
He got his arm around all of it. You don't love him anymore. You're just like kids. When you got kids, you love them all the same.
Really?
He loved the DB, the linebacker, the D-line. He got his arm around all of them.
As long as you're playing the Citadel every Saturday, good. You're good.
What about LSU?
You can do that.
What about that? What about we blanked LSU?
What about it?
Blanked them.
Yeah.
Who laid that hammer down on Georgia. But we'll deal with them in a couple of weeks in the Georgia Dome. Old St. Nick, he break that stormtrooper up from Birmingham. You know, they got to travel east to come to Birmingham, come up to Atlanta.
Halftime score, Alabama 10, Citadel 10.
I looked at that. I was like, wait, what?
And what Coach Saban says, like, we have to play better. We'll play better. And then guess what happened? 33 unanswered, boom, 0-2. Skip, what are we going to do about that 31-2? 31 Tubbs and 2 picks. The man is throwing one pass. Skip, we 10 games deep. He's throwing one pass in the fourth quarter. Let that sink in. I want everybody at home to understand this. Tua Tagovailoa has attempted one pass in the fourth quarter.
Kyler Murray has to throw a whole bunch of fourth quarter passes because he's got a horrendous defense.
And he got way more picks and only a handful of touchdowns. Man, just think if Tua had as many plays is Kyler Murray. How many touchdowns would he have? 50? He might be 50-2 right now.
Tua's got the best defense, the best running back, the best receiver. Don't do that, Skip.
Wow. Don't do that. Don't do that.
It's easy.
Look, have y'all lost the game?
Who's y'all?
Oklahoma.
Yes.
Okay, then. Yeah. They lost to Texas. Lost to Texas. Wow. And didn't they lose to Cincinnati? Who just got the dogs blown off them by UFC? And you want to talk about me while Coach Saban and Tua, OTT, going to get him now. They carved his name on it right now.
Okay.
You know, like they do Skip at the British Open, they start carving your name.
They haven't yet. We haven't made that decision.
No mercy.
Let's get to the NBA. LeBron went back to his old stomping ground in Miami and had a huge night. He finished with a season-high 51 points, including 6 three-pointers. LeBron was previously 0-4 in games he played against Miami since he left in 2014, but he led the Lakers to the 16-point win. With under 20 seconds left, LeBron nailed a 3 to get to 50. And after the game, he talked about the motivation behind that three-pointer. Let's take a listen.
Lance told me to finish the game off, and I bet you won't shoot a 3. He said, go for the 3. I bet you won't go for the 3. So I went for the 3. So I was pointing right at Lance.
From the jump ball, he was going. He was in attack mode and was making shots. It looked, you know, when players are as good as LeBron and they're having a night, it just looks easy for him. And it's not easy, but they make it look easy because they're that good.
Well, I don't know if I need to ask, but I will anyway. Shannon, how impressive was LeBron last night?
What I have here, Skip Bayless, is the official outfit of the GOAT, along with the accessories, Ball of This, Beats by Dre, Old GOAT James.
Huh.
I didn't know GOATs listen to music.
I didn't either.
Old GOAT James did a number on them on Heat yesterday.
Yep.
Let them know what they have, what they missing.
Yep.
Take this old goat off.
Yeah.
That me up in
there. Your goat needs to shave there.
Nah, leave alone, Skip. He ain't bothering nobody. Old me and old goat.
Yeah.
Let me see what I got here. Oh, there it is.
Anything else?
Old goat day. I'm gonna get you one of these, Skip.
Yeah,
Bayless.
I need one of those.
You see these, Skip? Only people got a pair is me and LeBron.
Really?
Yeah, you ain't seen it, right?
Pretty good.
Cool.
Hey, you could just tune me out.
Also, right? You know, when the GOAT do things, look what I got, Skip. That's a limited edition Miles Davis Mont Blanc. Whew. I wasn't going to even bring it out, Jenny. I had this thing, been sitting on this thing for probably about a year. Because I was going to use it to sign something very special.
Okay.
But I said, but when the GOAT did what he did yesterday, I said, you got to come with me.
Only you and LeBron have one.
Yeah, old Miles Davis Mont Blanc.
Really?
But I'll let me talk for you.
Ooh, Skip, was that a performance yesterday?
Is it my turn?
No, it's not your turn yesterday.
You've got to let him go here.
It's not your turn just yet. I mean, we saw what he did Wednesday night. On 19 shots, dropped 44. He said, you know what? And then, you know, they didn't play particularly well against Orlando. Nobody played well. I thought, I'm upset at Luke Walton, Skip, because I thought he would bring LeBron and a few of the starters back in once they closed the game to 10 in Orlando. I thought that was game LeBron probably would have took it over.
Really?
Yeah, it wasn't that one. But he said, you know what? I'm going to leave no doubt. Everybody says, I'm tired of seeing what these young guys going to do. We fall behind by 6 or 10 points. He said, no. When I go to Miami, I'm going to be ultra aggressive from the jump. Y'all come on, follow me. Went on down there, cause, you know, had to get him a 50-piece, a 50. Skip Bayless, he's doing big things. Did you know? Now, see, Jenny, in my 2.5 years doing this show with Skip Bayless, Skip liked to use sample size, large body of work. In the last 10 games, Skip, do you know LeBron James is shooting 51% from the three-point line?
What was he for the first?
What was he? Oh, eight. Is that what we're doing now?
Well, that's a sample size.
Whoa. Because when I tried to do that with Lonzo.
28%.
Okay. Well, since you want to do sample size, old Lonzo Ball last six games, 23%. But this is not his show. This is not about him. This is about the GOAT, about GOAT James. 19 points in the first quarter. 51, 8, and 3. That's what he's capable of, Skip Bayless. At some point in time, you're going to have to come to the realization that you're witnessing the greatest basketball player to ever live.
Really?
Just acknowledge it, Skip. It's okay.
I actually got to cover the greatest basketball player ever living when I was in Chicago.
I ain't covered. I'm covered him now. Look at that. Look what he do.
He smokes.
And he drank wine.
Really?
That's the official. This is the official outfit with all the accessories of what a GOAT would wear.
Really?
Yep. LeBron James. Skip, you saw it. He got the three ball going. And I see, I told you. I say, Skip, you actually think he going to shoot 17%? He going to shoot 20% a whole year from the three-point? Oh, yeah. I told you, he's taking too many of those. LeBron, you're not taking enough threes. What I like most about this, with the exception of this game, Skip, he's getting these numbers playing 30 minutes, 32 minutes. Not those 38, 39 minutes that he was logging last year. Now he's getting these type numbers with the efficiency shooting that three ball. Think about it. He missed as many free throws as he missed three yesterday. But it's going to be a time where he's going to get that 80%. He's going to shoot around 40%. I might give you a bet. Shoot 40% for the year for three.
Seriously?
I might.
You might?
I might do that.
Well, why throw it out there unless you're going to actually do it?
2019. I'm waiting for 2019 coming around. I got to talk to him. I got to put a call into him.
Well, that was gutless on your part. You toss it out there like you're going to do it, and then you back off.
Right now,
I'll take it right now.
I'm going to hold steady with my 80% from the free throw line. But
he's a career 35% free throw, three-point shooter.
And that, even though at a career 35, guess who's that better than? 123, 1-8, 24.
They didn't even shoot threes.
They shot him. They just didn't shoot him as good as he did. And but Skip, go ahead and say it.
You realize you're going to lose another case of Why? Mountain Dew to me, because there's no way LeBron's going to shoot 80% from the free throw line. He's steadily plunging as we
speak. He's still plunging.
7 of 10 last night, so that's 70%.
He's still
plunged.
No, he's still shooting 75% right now.
Okay, well, you're not going to make it.
We're going to make it.
No, you're not going to make it.
But you saw him go 13 to 15.
I think it's my turn.
It is your
Thank
turn.
Thank you. Yep. So I would like our court reporter to duly note that Shannon Sharp just went GOAT James on a game at Miami against a Heat team that came into the game 6-9 with no Dwayne Wade. 6-9, and you were celebrating 51 points against that team that looks like just a shell of its of what the Heat used to look like? Really?
We made him look like that.
So that's – and by the way, you said he's getting this on low minutes. He played almost 39 minutes last
night. I said with the exception of this game. But let me ask you a question. On Wednesday night, how many minutes did he play when he got that 44?
I don't remember
because
I don't care.
34.
All I cared about was I made the mistake of having to watch that game on Saturday night at Orlando, and LeBron made the mistake of, well, we're in the West, so we got jet lagged. Okay, stop it. It's not like you never got jet lagged when you were in Cleveland flying to L.A., right?
No.
Right?
He didn't.
Don't just stop it.
And he played the back-to-back.
And they were pathetic on Saturday night, especially in the defensive end, because I thought Magic was going to go off about what happened at the Magic.
Yeah.
Because I've never seen so many blow-bys. It's just like even LeBron, he's just looking around like, am I supposed to guard him? No, maybe you're going to guard him. Maybe nobody was guarding him. And Vucevic just went crazy. They have nobody. Tyson couldn't deal with him. JaVale couldn't deal with him. He goes for, 36 and 13? 36 and 13.
Season high.
Yep. Can't,
I mean, when he gets it going like that, Skip, I mean, because you don't expect a guy his size to be able to shoot the three as proficient as he does.
So
he really did.
LeBron's team lost that game 130-117. Then LeBron got to go back to an arena where he's very comfortable.
House
he
of Horror.
Loved it there.
He hadn't won since he left.
Okay, but he loved playing there, and he loved shooting there because I remember that one fateful night because I watch every LeBron game.
Oh, against
Charlotte. Do you remember this game in 2014?
When he had the mask on?
Woo!
When he had that Bane mask?
Wow. He was just, he made 8 threes that night. He's made 8 twice in his career.
Yeah.
So he is capable of going crazy hot, and he is capable of going crazy cold. And then he is capable of getting away with something at the end of the game last night he should not have gotten away with.
What would he do?
LeBron goes back in to stuff the stat sheet.
He didn't lead again.
Of a blowout. He plays most of the fourth quarter of a blowout so he can stuff his stat sheet. Ooh. And then he tried to pawn it off on Lance Stephenson.
Lance.
He said, it's Lance's fault because Lance dared me to shoot this last second three with 16 seconds. That's not last second. 16.5 seconds left. And he rises up and hits it. And he was just lucky last night he wasn't playing against one Kyrie Irving. His old running mate, Kyrie, would have gone berserk over that
one. Throw the ball up in the stands.
He would have thrown the ball in the stands on that one because that's breaking an unwritten
rule.
But
guess how he'd have thrown it in the stands once he got it at the net? You know what I'm saying, Jenny? Once he got, LeBron said, come get the Spalding in your eye.
The final score is 113-97, and LeBron is jacking a three with 16 seconds left. Yeah. He is breaking the unwritten rule because he's the king, and he can get away with it.
Well, how about another unwritten rule? Play defense. Don't let him get 19 in the first quarter. Mm. Don't let him have 48 at that point. And then you don't have to worry about him shooting the three.
So Jamal Murray tries to just shoot a little set shot three to get his 50, right?
Yeah.
And Kyrie goes berserk, and Kyrie wouldn't let it go. It went on for like 3 days.
Yeah.
He was just blasting Jamal Murray in the media. But LeBron can get away with this? How is that?
LeBron ain't got away with nothing.
Oh.
LeBron ain't got to know it. And just like I told Kyrie, if you didn't like something someone, if you don't like something someone, stop him.
Oh.
Stop him. You had almost 4 quarters of the ball.
Mm.
You let LeBron get the 48 points, mm-hmm. and then you worried about the last three that he attempted. Mm. Kyrie let Jamal Murray get 48 points. And now all of a sudden you worried about him possibly getting 50. Eat this 50 piece and get up out of here. Kyrie need to worry about what Donovan Mitchell and them did to him the night before, last night, Saturday night. You want to talk about that, Skip Bayless?
No, I want to talk about how the Heat fans let LeBron get away with that because he did win them a couple of championships thanks to Dwayne Wade, Chris Bosh, and Ray Allen. Ray Allen saved LeBron's legacy in that building with that shot from the corner.
If you don't mind me asking, how many more playoff series have D. Wade won since LeBron left him in Miami?
Well, he just got old and his knees got shot.
Well, what they got to do with LeBron? What they got to do with LeBron? I know LeBron is going to the playoffs every year. Uh-huh. As a matter of fact, since he left D-Wade and Chris Bosh, he's gone to the finals every year. He's won an NBA final.
All I know is that Dwayne Wade taught LeBron how to win championships.
Don't do that.
What do you mean, don't do it? He did it.
If you don't mind me asking, if Kyrie left, where Kyrie been? And ain't no guarantee.
Did you see him the other night close that game?
Yeah, he did an unbelievable job. Did an unbelievable job.
Yeah, now he's got his legs back underneath him. Better look out.
What happened to his legs on Saturday night when they played Utah, who had just gotten beat by 40 by the Dallas Mavericks?
Mm-hmm.
So what happened to Kyrie's legs then? And he didn't have to leave. At least LeBron had to get on the plane and fly from L.A. to Miami. That's a long trip. I mean, I've flown that thing long couple of times. Long trip. Kyrie slept in his own bed. Got them therapeutic boots on, get all the swelling out of his knees and ankle.
Somewhere Kyrie is shaking his head right now, probably watching Undisputed, saying, how can Shannon Sharpe in the NBA world let LeBron James get away with that?
You know what Kyrie's shaking his head?
Kyrie's
shaking his head saying, man, I should have swallowed my pride. Damn, I left that situation. What the hell was I thinking?
I think he's just fine.
Don't worry about it. You bad cause LeBron James got the LeBron James starter kit. This is a little smaller version. I got a bigger mask. And I got a victory cigar here somewhere.
I don't blame you because you're going to have to celebrate the small victories because you're not going to have many big victories.
It's coming.
Let them get back in the West and let's see what starts.
Hold on. Don't we play the West? Hold on. I got something here.
Is this going to be a new
thing? You want one of these, kid?
No.
Now, this old ass, this one of them old good ones. I got old Heba in here, old Heba.
In this black bag of tricks.
Black
Hold on.
Yeah, I got something.
Okay.
This was LeBron really. The old Cohibas.
Oh.
Man, LeBron loved them thing right there.
You got any of that Snoop stuff in there?
Hold on. That's that premium. That's that primo. That's that OL, old Presidente.
By the way,
smell it from a mile away, Jenny.
Isn't Snoop going to visit this week? I think he's coming in, right? On Wednesday.
He's coming Wednesday.
Snoop's coming in on Wednesday.
Yeah, but
he might bring you a new supply.
That package. Oh, I done got that package. I got that package earlier in the week.
Mm. Oh, really?
Yeah.
You got to make sure you're covered?
Yeah.
Well, they're wrapping up their three-game road trip Wednesday with Cleveland. We might see another big performance because
he should go for 70.
Right, yeah, he should try to make a new record.
No. Look, Skip, we're not like that. We're not petty like that to try to rub it in the nose of our former team.
By the way, I think he rubbed it in Pat Riley's nose.
Whoa! Yeah. All we asked for was access. Mm. We want Glo to be able to come to have a pass just like she's an employee.
Mm.
We want a Rich, Maverick, and Randy, we wanted them to have access.
Mm.
You said no, so we dipped on you.
Here.
So now.
Take that, Pat.
Yeah. So guess what? Pat, okay, you're running the show. You still in charge?
Yep.
You ain't going nowhere.
Mm.
You ain't going nowhere. Oh, you want to get Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant ain't even taking a call.
Mm.
Who else you going to get? Anthony Davis? OAD. I know who will. Mm. I know who Anthony Davis, who he will answer.
Okay, Shannon, put your props away.
No mercy.
Next up for us, the Saints won their ninth straight yesterday by blowing out the Eagles. Drew Brees had four touchdown passes, including one in the fourth quarter to Alvin Kamara on fourth down with the Saints already up big. After the play, Malcolm Jenkins flipped the bird at Sean Payton. After the game, Jenkins said, quote, that was more personal between me and him, but we talked about it after the game and it's all good. Philly's loss was the worst by a defending champion in NFL history. Shannon, are the Eagles that bad or are the Saints that good?
The Saints are that good. Now, we the Chiefs play tonight, but as of right now, the Saints are the best team in football. Skip, the last three games, they punted four times. Let that sink in. The last three games, they have four punts.
Mm-hmm.
That's unheard of. They dropped 45 on the Rams. They dropped 50-plus on the Bengals. They dropped another 48 on the defending Super Bowl champs.
Records are falling.
And what makes them so dynamic is because they can run the ball with the best team in the NFL. They got two runners. Ingram and Kamara can run with anybody. They also can catch with anybody. And now you got Drew Brees with pinpoint accuracy. Really, he only has one receiver that we like, a household name. That's Michael Thomas. He's starting to become a household name. We still don't look at Michael Thomas like we look at Julio or like we look at A.B. or like we look at D-Hop in Houston or we look at Odell. But, Skip, he's every bit. And Drew Brees is throwing guys open. Skip, he got a lot of undrafted free agents down there catching the ball. He makes them look good. You see that? They're special. I mean, this offense is historically great. Now Drew Brees is 25 touchdowns, one interception. And Skip, in 14 years, I've been very, very cautious in even my years of covering the game after I left it to not use this word, which is quit. But the Saints made the Eagles quit yesterday.
Hmm.
The Eagles just didn't quit. The Saints made them quit, made them tap out.
Hmm.
Never seen anything like it. The defending Super Bowl champs, Jenny had it in the read. This is the worst loss by defending champ ever. And that's what happens. That's what the Saints. See, the Saints don't call the dogs off. It's not my job to all of a sudden go into chill mode and just run the ball here and punt the ball. Or just, you know, little short passes and try to get. No. You get paid. You get to meet just like I do. So I'm doing you a favor. See, Skip, I'm a firm believer. I want my coach to run it up. Because, see, I'm doing the opposing team a favor. I'm letting you know you need to get better players. You need to coach better. You need to meet a little better. Because right now, whatever you're doing, it's not working. Dougie P, you got to regroup, bro. The defense is not nearly. They did all this talking, Skip. You know, we have fun and the other team don't have fun. And this team have bandwagon fans and we don't get any respect. Nobody care about that. Because you winning the Super Bowl was not going to have an effect on 2018. Going back to the drawing board, getting back on your grind, that was what's going to help you. But the Saints... Now, I want to see what Patrick Mahomes boy going to do tonight.
True.
Because there's a good chance he might throw for five or six tubs. But right now, as I'm speaking, that's the best team in football right there.
You just accused a team of quitting that you are still hanging on and picking to win the NFC East. Yep. I want to remind you of that.
Yep.
You good with that?
I believe in Dougie P.
Okay.
I believe in Dougie P going to coach him up.
Really?
I believe they got too much pride in that locker room to let what happened yesterday happen again. Yeah, I do.
So, Jenny,
yeah.
Would you please ask me that
question? I don't ask him. You already know the question.
I can't remember it.
Oh,
how did
really?
It go?
Are the Saints that good or are the Eagles that bad?
The Eagles quarterback is that bad.
No, they
thank you. Thank you for asking
that. Okay.
The Eagles should've quarterback is that
you
bad.
Know what?
In fact, he was getting shown up so badly by Drew Brees yesterday that's maybe why the Eagles defense and the rest of them just gave up. Because Carson Wentz was abominable yesterday. And I appreciated the fact that Troy Aikman on the Fox telecast twice raised the issue of his accuracy or lack thereof. Twice Troy said that there is some growing concern here because he's not that accurate. I have been trying to tell you that from the start. He can go a little deer in headlights. Unless he's throwing to Zach Ertz, he goes wild high, he goes wild low, and I'm just not sold on him. I'm not sure he's still the quote-unquote best quarterback in the NFC East.
Yes, you are.
Because the Dallas quarterback is getting a little better and a little better, and all of a sudden it's starting to feel like the Dallas quarterback has passed Carson, W-I-N-C-E, because when he throws, I wince, as in, yikes. That looked bad.
See, the thing is, and I don't want Troy to be a prisoner of the moment.
Mm.
Everybody is going to look inaccurate.
Mm.
If the guy they're going against on the other sideline is Drew Brees, Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, all the greats. When you play against that guy, because sometimes he'll throw for more touchdowns than he has incompletions.
Do you think New Orleans has a great defense?
I think
they do not.
But here's the thing. What makes them so dynamic, Skip, is that they put so much pressure. You know, your offense knows if you score less than 30, you're not beating them. So they lost the opening game. What was the magic number that Fitzmagic got to? What did they have, 45, 48 points? So they put
48 to 40.
Right. So you know you have to score.
Yep.
That's what puts so much pressure on you. But in that building, Skip, and it looks like someone – in order to get to where's the Super Bowl this year? In Atlanta, you're going to have to detour. You're going to have to go down to New Orleans to come back to the Mercedes-Benz Dome in Atlanta. So you're going to have to beat them there. That's no easy task.
So it was interesting. Yesterday, Jenny, I thought of Dak Prescott's worst game last year when he went into his post-Atlanta tailspin. His worst QBR last year was 13. Carson Wentz yesterday had 12. He had a 12 QBR. That's worse than any game.
Skip, this is not about no comparison. This is about, can we talk about the Eagles?
Interesting. I like this. So, what did I keep telling you about Carson Wentz? He's got one security blanket, and it is Zach Ertz. Zach or bust. He had thrown him the fifth most targets going into yesterday's game in the NFL. It's sure. Like Jarvis Landry and Julio and Odell.
AB.
Adam Thielen. Yeah, those are the guys above him. So he was the fifth most targets. So what did Sean Payton say yesterday? Carson, you cannot have him. You can't have him. He threw him three balls yesterday because he was covered the whole game. And he caught two for 15 yards. And that's how you beat the Eagles. That's how you turn Carson Wentz into an off-target basket case, dare I say. That's what he looked like, off-target basket case.
Yeah, his accuracy suffered. They put pressure on Skip. They put pressure on him. They rattled him early. That's what you try to do. You try to look. I don't care who your quarterback is. Get to him early and see what happens.
And meanwhile, I'm going to say exactly what I said 1 week ago sitting in this chair. Drew Brees is pulling away in the MVP race from Pat, your homeboy, right?
What did we see tonight? What happens?
This is a huge stage for Patrick Mahomes.
Let me ask you
a question. It is huge.
My homeboy goes and do what I think he's going to do, probably throw five or six tubs. Now what?
Well, I got to tell you, yesterday was what for Drew Brees?
Okay,
because I'm looking at what he did. Michael Thomas only caught four balls yesterday. Now, albeit for 92 yards,
exactly.
But he only caught four balls.
What about
So I'm looking at, wait a second, who are these people? Keith Kirkwood, to your point that you just made? He's undrafted rookie out of Temple. He's catching balls all over the carpet yesterday. And I look up and I say, the tight end, Josh Hill, he was once undrafted out of Idaho State. Who is he? Where did he come from? And then Taquan Smith, he's a rookie he was a third round pick, but he's just a rookie out of UCF. And he had 13 targets yesterday and caught 10 passes for 157 yards. Drew Brees is going Brady-esque. It doesn't matter who you give him.
Right.
He throws them all open.
When you're a great quarterback, that's what you do. You don't have to have three top-level receivers mm-hmm. in order for you to put up numbers. When mm-hmm. you're a great quarterback, you make the guys that you have, you make them better than what they actually
also
are.
Also catching balls from Drew Brees yesterday, Dan Arnold, undrafted out of Wisconsin, and Austin Carr, remember the great Austin Carr for their broadcast?
The Notre Dame great. Mm-hmm.
But he was undrafted as a receiver out of Northwestern. How is he doing this? This is MVP stuff. He's having his greatest year ever, and he doesn't have an MVP
on his resume.
Well,
we're not doing Lifetime Achievement Awards.
But we're doing narrative.
Yeah.
This is the narrative that you're going to have to beat, and I don't think Patrick Mahomes can beat it.
Well, we're going to see tonight. We'll see tonight what he does. I mean, if he goes out there and performs like I think he will, we'll have a different conversation tomorrow. Mm-hmm. But Drew Brees is playing unbelievable. The accuracy is as good as we've ever seen it, and coming from – for us to sit here and say, okay, last year he broke the record with 72% mm-hmm. completion. This year he's at 77.5%, 78%. Mm-hmm. How do you get better than that? So almost 8 out of 10 passes when the ball leaves his hand is complete. If you complete 60% of your balls, that's a heck of a completion percentage. Mm. Drew Brees is almost 80%, which is unheard of.
So I told you last week, I thought their best receiver is Alvin Kamara coming out of the backfield. Like he's a quasi-wide receiver.
Yeah.
He caught one ball yesterday. It was the ball because it was fourth and six, 37 yards for a touchdown. But this is Sean Payton. He gets full of himself. He likes to front run. He likes to rub it in.
But
he says, stop me. And right now, he's got the hottest quarterback in pro football.
And let that sink in, Skip. On fourth and six,
yep.
we line a running back out wide, and we throw it to him. Not Michael Thomas, not to a wide receiver, not to a tight end. We'll line our running back and let him run a nine route, which is a goal route, and we're going to throw it to him.
Mm-hmm. Well, they did it all last year. They did it in Minnesota in the playoff game, effectively.
And you, Skip, now think about it now. They've beaten Minnesota. They've beaten the Rams. They hung 50-plus on the Bengals, and now they just did a number on the defending Super Bowl champ. Now, I believe the game Thanksgiving, it's a rivalry game between the Falcons. I could see this game being somewhere in the 40s because, you know, it was New Orleans got a six-point win earlier this year. But division game, Skip, you really throw the records out the window because you never know. Because look at the Broncos. The Broncos had no business whatsoever beating the Chargers. Phillip Rivers had 400 yards passing. But you turn it over, you let a team hang around, and the next thing you know, they're lining up to kick the game-winning field goal. And you go like, what happened?
So, Shannon Sharp and I share only one thing this year. We both picked New Orleans to get to the
Super Bowl. I like my pick a little bit more than yours because you picked somebody else in the AFC. But I like my pick a little better than yours.
I'm real good with my AFC pick still.
You sure?
Yeah, because Tom Brady got to rest. I don't know. Maybe he
Why didn't he need rest? Pliability. He don't need no rest.
He's not.
I know he should. Hey, he rested that game last week.
Well, he was in New York. He went to Hamilton. He's good now.
He did go to Hamilton.
Oh, yeah.
That's
because Tennessee Titans put that burr on him.
No mercy.
Thanks for listening to the Undisputed Podcast. I'm Jenny Taft. Join us again at the same time tomorrow morning, 9:30 Eastern. We'll see you then.
Facts, sports, one of one.